You are now the king, and you will be a truly great king.
Oh, look, he looks good on him. Look, he looks great. A king.
He looks perfect.
I'm a king.
Once was a boy named Pierre, who only would say, I don't care. Read his story, my friend, for you'll find at the end that a suitable moral lies there. Thank you. scratched his head and laughed because he wasn't dead. His mother cried and held him tight. His father asked, "Are you all right?" Pierre said, "I am feeling fine. Please take me home, it's 9:30. The lion said, "If you would care to climb on me, I'll take you there." Then everyone looked at Pierre, who shouted, "Yes, indeed, I care."
In the night kitchen. Did you ever hear of Mickey? How he heard a racket in the night? And shouted, "Quiet down there!" And fell through the dark. Oh, out of his clothes.
I march further and further.
shoes took me down a crooked path, away from all welcome bounds. My high worried shoes. I looked all around and saw the sun shining down. Took off my worried shoes, my high worried shoes.
Anybody who knows me knows that I don't like children or books or children's books. But I do respect the free market, and children's books still sell. The latest literary trend is children's books by famous folks like John Travolta, Madonna.
And they put that batter up to bake a delicious Mickey cake.
Right in the middle of the steam
and the are, chicken soup with rice, and In the Night Kitchen, and his latest Bumbalardi. I highly recommend it, unless you are Jewish.
And the milk's not
can't
me.
Read books about
I'm
pork.
Mickey.
Stick with the Velveteen Rabbi. I sat down with Mr. Sendak, where the mild things are.
Grim Colberry Tales with Maurice Sendak.
Mr. Sendak, thank you so much for talking to me today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Now, tell me about children's literature. Don't you think that by writing books for children, you're sending children the message that reading is important?
Very much so.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about kids. I don't trust them.
Is that true?
They are just biding their time until we're gone, and then they get our stuff.
That's really
good.
And
they take our place.
It's an interesting point of view.
Thank you.
But not interesting to me particularly. There is something in this country that is so opposed to understanding the complexity of children. It's quite amazing.
But what do you mean the complexity of children? Because children have it easy. They get driven every place. We feed them. We dress them. Newt Gingrich said it. Children don't have a work ethic.
But Newt Gingrich is an idiot of great renown. I'll give him that.
He's a historian.
Yes, but there is something so hopelessly gross and vile about him. It's hard to take him seriously, so let's start to take him seriously.
Well, let's agree to disagree.
Sure.
Okay. Why write for children?
I don't write for children.
You don't?
No. I write. And somebody says, that's for children. I didn't set out to make children happy or make life better for them, easier for them.
Do you like them?
I like them as few and far between as I do adults. Maybe a bit more, because I really don't like adults at all, practically.
Let me just get that. Maurice Sendak, children. Right, didn't know that. New topic, book signings.
Dreadful.
Really? You must have groupies.
Yes, you do, but they don't mean anything.
There are hot young moms coming up to you. Right? Where the wild MILFs are.
That would not affect me because I'm a gay man.
Sorry, what?
I said that would not affect me because I am a gay man.
I'm sorry, I must be mishearing you. I think you just said you're a gay man.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you allowed to write children's books? Pardon? You're not allowed to head Boy Scout troops.
I wouldn't dream of wanting to.
But what does a gay man care about children? Gay men can't have children.
Of course they can.
No, they can't. Do you know how it works? Sir, excuse me. No. You're completely misguided if you think gay men can have...
You can't do that.
I'm sure you put some effort into it, but it will not work, sir. Let's go on to a new subject.
Why not?
You've expressed frustration in the media sometimes that all they ever want to talk about is where the wild things are.
True.
Let's talk about where the wild things are. Why not do a sequel to this? It's a natural.
Because it is the most boring idea imaginable.
Where the wild things are too.
Free
still wild.
Featuring Vin Diesel.
Oh, he's incredible. You see Fast and Furious? Or Too Fast and Furious?
And that's why,
I don't know.
Thanks to Mickey, we have cake every morning.
Or Taco Bell. It comes with the Where the Wild Things Are snack pack.
It is so bad that it not only will sell, but make pots and pots of money for you.
Can I get the blessing of your estate?
Absolutely.
You got that on tape?
But it's got to be as bad as that looks like it is.
Well, listen, let's let the public judge whether it's bad as okay. By whether they buy it. You live in the free market?
No.
Okay. Well, I can't help you there. By the way, in Where the Wild Things Are, the wild rumpus. Is that...
Can be.
Is rumpus sex?
Sure.
The wild rumpus begin?
Yes. The whole bed going up and down.
Right.
Yes. The mother screaming. The father saying, shut up.
You know, making love.
Making love. Mm-hmm. And being happy.
Right. Let's talk about In the Night Kitchen for a second. Can we?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. This one gets banned all over the place.
Yeah.
You know why?
Oh. He's got a
tallywhacker. Yeah. Okay.
Look a tallywhacker?
Tallywhacker.
I never heard that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A Johnson.
A Johnson?
A Johnson? Never heard of Johnson? A Schwanz. Okay. You got Kitty Schwanz in your book. Why are you printing a smutty book?
Because he's a boy.
Yeah, you don't have to rub it in my face. Why? Boys wear pants.
Not one in the night kitchen.
Have you never had a dream?
What do you think of the current state of children's literature?
Abysmal.
There's so much of it, though.
That's what makes it abysmal.
Let's talk about some of your competition. Give me your reviews. Green Eggs and Ham.
Good.
Good. Green Eggs and Ham, good.
Everything by Seuss is good.
Really?
Yeah.
Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one, because you shouldn't give a mouse a cookie. A mouse should earn the cookie.
You should open the door and say, get the hell out of my house.
Now should be exterminated. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Curious George?
Great.
Curious George, okay. No, I don't believe in monkeys in the house either.
You don't like it?
No. They throw their feces. They bite your jaw off. The monkey would bite your jaw.
And his mama.
No, but he could have at any moment. Okay, so have I changed your mind on Curious George?
And no.
So you're in favor of children getting their faces bitten off?
Okay.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo? You know that one?
Isn't that an adult?
Into the light of the night kitchen? Where the bakers who bake till the dawn so we can have cake in the morn mixed Mickey in batter. Chanting, milk in the batter, milk in the batter. Stir it, scrape it, make it, bake it.
and they put that batter up to bake a delicious Mickey cake.
But right in the middle of the steaming and the making and the smelling and the baking, Mickey poked through and said, I'm not the milk and the milk's not me.
Yes, I mean, most books for children are very bad.
Yeah, squirrel lost their mittens.
There you go.
The buffalo lost its gun.
You've just written two children's books.
I got a story. Can I read it to you? Okay, let me. Thank you very
really
much.
You really have to.
It's called I Am a Pole, and So Can You.
So Can You.
Okay?
Yes.
Here we go.
I can't wait to hear it.
I am a pole, and so can you. I am a pole, that much is clear to me, but just what type of pole could I possibly be? I tried to be a pole for vaulting, but I couldn't seem to bend. I would love to be a ski pole, but for that I'd need a friend. I wished I was the North Pole and marked the home of Santa, or even just a Gallup pole hauling voters in Atlanta. I considered firemen's and fishing was a totem for some time, and even tried to be a stripper pole, but I couldn't stand the grind. But then one day, in my depths of despair, some scouts brought me Old Glory as something to wear. And while she danced and she waved, it became clear to me, I'm the best kind of pole you can possibly be. I'm an American flag pole. Now pledge allegiance, or else. Okay.
It's kind of thing, and I like it.
Gotta get that as a blurb.
Oh, absolutely.
The sad thing is I like it.
The sad thing is I like it.
I'm in
the milk, and the milk's in me. God bless milk, and God bless me.
In January, it's so nice, while slipping on the sliding ice. Just sip hot chicken soup with rice. Sipping once, sipping twice. Sipping chicken soup with rice. In February, it will be my snowman's anniversary. Chicken soup with rice. In March, the wind blows down the door and spills my soup upon the floor. It laps it up and roars for more. Blowing once, blowing twice, a blowing chicken soup with rice. In April, I will go away to far off Spain or old Bombay and dream about soup all day. Oh my once, oh my twice, oh my old chicken soup with rice. In May I truly think it best to be a robin lightly dressed, concocting soup inside my nest. Mix it once, mix it twice, mix that chicken soup. Saw a charming group of roses all begin to droop. I kept them up with chicken soup. Sprinkle once, sprinkle twice, sprinkle chicken soup with rice. In July I'll take a peep into the cool and fishy deep where chicken soup is selling cheap. August, it will be so hot, I will become a cooking pot. Cooking soup, of course, why not? Cooking once, cooking twice, cooking chicken soup with rice. In September, for a soup with